The parsha brings, after Yosef's brothers came back from burying Yaakov Avinu, Vayiruach Yosef, Kimei Savihem, Vayomru, who used to mean Yosef? He might be upset at us, get us back. Yehoshev, Yehoshev, Ronu, Eskol, Roasher, Gomalnu, Oso. And it will give back to us, return to us, take vengeance, avenge himself upon us, because all the evil we did to him. That's the pasuk says. Says Rashi. What does it mean? What they see? Vayiru Achayos Kamei Saviyam. Ma'u Vayiru Hikiru B'misaso Shoy Eso Yosef. They recognized, they saw something special. After Yaakov died, they saw something special by Yosef. Shoy Rugilam Risod Al Shulchano Shoy Yosef. Because until now, until he passed away, until Yaakov died, so all the brothers were, I don't know, it was a regular base every day, every Shabbos, I don't know exactly when, but there was a regularity. They're eating by Yosef. They ate at his house all the time. He invited them all with the father. Bahaya Mekarvan, Bishul covered of. They see him be Mekarv them because of the father, covered of it. Yaakov Lokirvan. But once Yaakov died, so they weren't Mekarv them. And he was not Mekarv them. And therefore because he did not invite them over to the house, and therefore they see something's different over here. They got all nervous because of that, and they thought that, you know, obviously he's out to get us. He'll give us back, take revenge. Hashav Yashav Lanu, that's called a rush, or Gamalnu also. Take revenge and do bad to us, hurt us. So what they do by Yitzavos, Yosef, Lamor, they spoke to Yosef, gave him a message. They sent a messenger to talk to him. Avicha Tzival, Lefnemos, Lamor, made up a whole story. That Yaakov Avinu, our father, left a message to be delivered after his Misa, and not to worry about the Pesha, a whole speech. Right? Don't get back at them. That was a speech from the father, which they made up to make sure they would be safe and sound. And Saint Rashi over there says, Avicha Tziva, Shinu Adavar Mnei Shalom. They changed things around. They lied. Because of Shalom, Darchi Shalom. He wrote, Tziva Yaakov came, because Yaakov did not actually command this. There was no such command from Yaakov. It was a made-up story. Shal Nechshad Yosef Einov, because Yosef was never suspect or Nechshad in Yaakov's eyes. That's what Rashi says. The Medrash on this says, Yashav Yosef Mitzrayma, Rab Levi Omar Shal Zimnon Lesuda, as Rashi told us that he was not mezamen to the Suda, Amar Tanchuma, Hulam Niskavin El Hashem Shemayim. Why was he Ramais not mezamen? Why did he not invite him to the Suda? He was Mechav Hashem Shemayim. He had a cheshman. He had a good cheshman. Omar, Rishoavar Abba Moshev Li, Ramalam Yehuda. In the past, when our father was still alive, so he used to put me, the father was in charge, so the father used to arrange the seating. I guess it was even probably Yosef's house, I guess. He used to arrange the seating. He said, listen, okay, you go in front of Yehuda, higher up in the seating arrangement. Before Yehuda, Shul Melech, Yehuda is the future king. And above, before Reuven, who was the Bechor? That's what happened beforehand. It's not right for me to go ahead and put myself in front of the table, even though I'm the king, but you know, there's also other factors also. It's the Bechor, he's the future Melech, so I can't sit in front of them. So what am I going to do? He had a dilemma. I guess he also felt that he's a Melech. He wasn't right the other way also. He couldn't put himself in the back because he's covered in Malchus. So what was the psak? His psak was that, listen, so I have to just not invite him because I can't invite him, because if I invite him, I'll have trouble. I have no way of seating them. I can't sit him ahead of me. I can't sit him behind me. Either way, there's a problem. So he was ashamed Shemayim, this Gavin. But their interpretation was no. They thought he's out to get us because he doesn't care about us. When the father was alive, it was covered to the father. He was afraid. Now the father's not here, so he's going to take advantage. He's going to avenge what happened to him, all the years of tsaras they gave him. He'll take it out on us. You know, he'll utilize his wrath and his anger at us and get us good. There was a very big misinterpretation over here. The Shara Bosai is, it's Roshiva asked the Shaila, I think Roshiva Shmuz. Roshiva said, what's going on over here? We're talking about two sides, very big, great people, right? Yosef was a tremendous tzaddik, the brothers were tzaddikim, they were very good and smart people. So how do you have this ridiculous, everyone's misinterpreting, right? Yosef on one hand, goes ahead and says, you know, I'm going to have this cheshbon, very nice cheshbon, he did the right thing, but he should have realized, didn't he realize that probably, there's a good chance at least, that the brothers would misinterpret and not understand it and not realize why I'm doing it. They'll think I'm out to get them. I think I don't like them. He knows the history over there. He knew his brothers did something in the past to hurt him. And his brothers might think, might mistake this, misinterpret this, and take it as an indication of, you know, Yosef's about to get this. He's about to get us. He's going to kill us. So Yosef, if he's a smart guy, which he was a smart guy, and he was able to see through everything pashtus, he should have realized that, let me at least, you know, explain what I'm doing. You know, we should have given a little interpretation. You can't just do things and misinterpretation. Chil Hashem, or Sinas Chinam, whatever. Who knows what can happen, but let him go ahead and say something. That's Misad Yosef. How come Yosef was quiet? Misad the brothers went ahead and saw and misinterpreted and thought, oh, he's about to get us. I don't understand. We're talking about, I think the Cheshbon, I think it's 17 years, right? He was 130 to 147. So for 17 years, they had this arrangement. And he took care of them, was Machabedem, put them in the best place in Goshen, and Mistama. And since he wasn't upset at them, Lamaisa, so he treated them royally, like brothers, future Malchus, future Kahuna, and he was Bechor, and all the brothers, he treated them very nicely. And Fakert, Yaakov Avinu says Rashi was not Choshedem. And the brothers knew that. The brothers knew that Yaakov was not Choshedem. So all of a sudden, the brothers say, you know, oh, I'm afraid, what's going to be? All of a sudden, you know, he might... Come on, who are you trying to kid? You see how he loves you so much, and he treats you so b'chavadik, and 17 years, that was very nice royal treatment. You know, if you're upset at someone, even if the father's around, you don't have to treat him the best way possible. You just, okay, you don't kill him, but you have to b'chavad him so much. So all of a sudden now, they lost their mind. They weren't able to interpret properly. They start freaking out. Oh, it could be. He's afraid. It's not. He's going to hurt us. It's not. He's upset us. Come on. They saw. They knew Yosef was a tzaddik. He was a tzaddik. So you can imagine one Gadol Hador, think about the other Gadol Hador, he's going to take revenge upon us. It's totally not true. There's no reason to believe that, right? And they saw from the actions of the last 17 years that he treated them b'chavit in a way above and beyond, like a tzaddik should, like a tzaddik, I'm sure, did. So everyone's just, you know, seeing a false world out there. They can't figure things out. Like, they lost all their intellectual analytical abilities. I was like, what happened over here? What's going on? So the Rishiva Sepshat is, as we know, Piashkofa, there's different ways of focusing and different things to focus on. I have to think about you different than I think about myself. You have to think about me different than you think about yourself. So Pshat is over here, very simple. So the brothers, right, they were mamish, they're anivus, they're focused on their doing tshuva, on their chesronos, and they realized, oi, what was uppermost in their mind all the time was, you know, we did a terrible thing to Yosef so many years ago. And we were about to kill him. We wanted to kill him. It was a big mistake. They did tshuva, but they were focusing on it all the time. And they see themselves as having caused a tremendous avra to Yosef. So when they see Yosef also now change and doesn't invite them, so they think, oi, you know, it's because we're bad guys. We're no good. And we did avaris in the past. Maybe our tshuva wasn't complete. Maybe I'm still lacking in some area. He might be out to get us. He might want to do something. He might want to harm us. He might want to hurt us. That's their perspective because they are fakir. That's how it's supposed to, you know. You don't focus on your goodness. You focus on your chisronos. Obviously, it doesn't mean everybody in every case, but it means they have a chiv to focus on where am I lacking? What am I doing wrong? And they did tshuva in the past. There was already history. But lemaisa, uppermost, they walked around with that guilt, with that harata, with that feeling, how could I have done such a terrible thing? I misinterpreted, you know, we thought it was a rodef, and it was not a rodef, you know, so, and they made a mistake. So their focus always was that, how could I do this? They felt full of guilt and harata, and they feel bad, how could I, and therefore that makes them misinterpret. They didn't realize, because they see, okay, there's a change of behavior over here. Obviously, it's because of the fact that, you know, Sef is out to get us. Yosef, on the other hand, sees the reality. He sees himself as not such a Gadol Hador. He sees these guys as tzaddikim, which they were tzaddikim. They did tshuva. Everything was fine with them. And he doesn't focus on their past history of he did this wrong, he did this wrong. Okay, he made a mistake, fine, but now he did tshuva. So he sees them as a Gadol Hador, which they really were. They were Emes Gadol Hador at this point, past their tshuva scenario, past what they did before. So he looks at them as tzaddikim. So why should I ever think that they're going to think that I want to get them? Why should I want to get them? There's no reason why I should want to get them because they're tzaddikim. They're great guys. I don't want to hurt tzaddikim. I don't want to hurt people who are great people. They did an aveira long many years ago. Fine, they did shuv on that. And that was true. They did shuv on that. So everyone, So Pshat Rabosai, we have to just learn a lesson from these two situations. We have to focus on someone else. Okay, no one's, we're not as perfect as tzaddikim of the brothers were. But, you know, our friends are also good people. There's a lot of goodness to see about someone. Oh, but he's not so perfect because, you know, he doesn't treat me so nicely, or because, you know, he doesn't have so much kavanah during davening, and he comes late for davening, and who knows, I can find all the chesronos. I both say, it might be true, okay? It might be true. But that's not my cheshbon. I'm supposed to focus on, look at the good things he has. That promotes, you know, varmkeit and achva and shalom v'reyes and all the good things we should have, to focus on what is he doing. Look, the guy's in the yeshiva. The guy could be, who knows, someplace else. He comes to Seder. Okay, not all the time, but he comes, look when he comes. He comes, he's there, not he's, by 10:30 he's there, right? There's a lot of good there, which is a big milah. Half the velt doesn't come to yeshiva, right? They're out there, who knows what. So I can focus on the negative, the bad, and how things are terrible. This guy's no good. And he's a Baal Ashnar, he's a Baal Shakra, he's a Baal, he's a Behema, whatever. Who knows the Shakra, whatever. All the miles. All the miles you can think of about. All the bad miles you can think of. Both said that's not the way we should focus. Gabi yourself, that's a different story. Then you want to focus on how great you are and become big Bagaiva. That's inappropriate, obviously, right? You focus on your chesronos, if you can handle it. If you can't handle it, Rabbi said, be careful. It's not, you know, doesn't apply to all situations, right? But the idea is focus on what your job is. My job is to work on myself, perfect myself. I have a chesron, I come a little late for the count. I come 1 minute late to davening. Oy, I want to improve myself, not to get depressed, not to get frustrated, but I want to accomplish, and Hashem will help me do it. I can daven for it, and I do my ishtadlus to accomplish, and step by step I'll get better. But that's what to focus on what am I, where do I have to focus on? You could, as opposed to focusing on how great I am, I accomplish so much, if that's necessary, sometimes you give yourself a little boost, you feel a little down, a little depressed, okay, so you focus on that also. Baruch Hashem, I accomplished a lot, I'm in yeshiva, I'm learning, I learn most of the day, but the ikra avoda has to be focusing on what you're not doing. What I'm lacking, what I have to improve upon. If I focus on that, and focus on the milos of other people, that'll bring a tremendous achdus. It's not just for the yeshiva guys, for the whole welt. Everyone, Rabbi, that's the way it has to be. The Nebuch in the news, in the papers, all you see is he's bashing him. That's pumfakir. That's mamish against the opposite extreme of what Das Torah tells us to do. We have to focus on what the guy's doing and not out to bash someone, be out to find fault, and he's no good, he's that. And that brings us after Erech Kamocha. Second Maramakam. Bani Voi Mipadan. Right? So the second Shmuz, the Pesukim talk about how Yaakov Avinu went ahead and when he was about to die, he was sick, and he talks to his beloved son, Yosef, the one who had the power to do what had to be done. He gives him a whole speech. He gives him a history lesson. Kel Shaddai, Nero Bulazbear's Canaan. He gives him a bracha, and you have two sons, you become a Ephraim Menashe, a whole business. Then finally gets to the main part of the speech, I guess. Vani v'voy mipadon. And I, when I went ahead, and I was coming from Padan Aram, Meisolai Rachel. Rachel died, Beres Canaan, Baderech. And I buried her under Derech Efras, he based Lachem. I buried her over there, says Rashi. What was the point of the speech at this time? Says Rashi, Lo holachti, Lo holachtiya, afilo beis lechem. I didn't bring her even to beis lechem. I stopped, not even to the city, but on the road to beis lechem. Lachnis al aretz. I didn't bring it to into Eretz Yisrael. That would be part of Eretz Yisrael. Vyodati. I know you have it. Something inside you is upset. You're a little upset. You have kindness to me, to your father, right? With regard to your mother. He goes, it's like, how come? You know, go a little further. Bring the Eretz Yisrael. I buried her. He wanted me to go ahead and bury her there, and not inside Eretz Yisrael, not Beis Lechem, not the Nemaras Machpelah. Teira Ezra. When they'll be going to Golas, they will pass by that street on that road. Yotzes Rachel al Kivara Ubocha, and she was crying. Bakeshes Aleim Rachamim, and she sees them pass by, and they, I guess that means, and they dive into her, and she goes Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and she cries and asks for Achmanis for Kal Yisrael. She never told Ramanishma. There's a reason for it, right? There's a reason. It wasn't just tam, I was lazy, I was tired, I didn't care. But rather, I went ahead and did it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructed me to bury her on that spot so that there'll be someone to daven to and someone to mbakish for them rachamim when the golas comes. That's the Rashi. Says the Gur Aryeh, quoted in the Sifrei Chachamim, it's a little different but over there, but it's basically the same thing. Vein lahakshel, yes, the kasha. Very nice, good story. Now you wake up. You know, you buried her many, many years ago. And all of a sudden now you decide to wake up and tell your son this. Why didn't you go ahead and tell her years before? Right? There's many, many years. I don't know the cheshem exactly. I forgot the cheshem, but there was decades ago when he buried Rachel by the side. Now you have years and years of frustration and tightness, and the son might think about him that he did something wrong. He says, I know that you have something in your heart about me. Okay, so tell him in the beginning. What's going on? Why don't you tell him? Or at least, for sure, later on, when you go ahead and instruct him, a while before, when Yaakov called Yosef in, and he told him, listen, I want you to please take a shvuah and bury me in Eretz Yisrael. He said, that time you tell him to bury me over there. So, hypocrite where you are, you know, Yosef would have thought, hey, you want me to bury Eretz Yisrael and you couldn't take my mother there. Well, what kind of hypocrite are you? So, at least at that time, he should have, I think more elaborate in the Gur Aryeh says that. But the kasha should have been a long time ago, if not then, at least when he instructed him to, and he made him swear that to bury him in Eretz Yisrael. So, tell him at that point, there'll be big tannis otherwise. You know, you didn't take my mother, you want me to take you? Says the Gur Aryeh, Ki lo rotza, gagoslo hatzoros shasidim lavo. He didn't want to go ahead and megalith him all the tzoros which will happen down the road, and as the golos and the shibud and all the different things from the churban bayis rishon, churban bayis sheni, which he would have had to explain. That was part of the explanation that there shall be a help. That when all the tzoros from the golos, from the vizirad and the exile, the Kai Yisrael, there'll be tremendous hardship for Kai Yisrael, tremendous yisurim, tremendous amount of people being killed. He didn't want to talk about that. Because it caused him tsar, shasidim lavo at eis hahechrach. Until you have to do it, there was no choice. No asher emosayif. Not now. So when should he? When should they? There's no other time. That he's about to die. So he has to tell him now. So what's his teretz? Because he didn't want to cause him. Mechari means undo tsar. It was he didn't want to reveal to him the tsaros, which will cause him pain, cause him hurt. And why should he do that? You don't cause that tsar unless you have to. But now there was no time left. You have to tell him now. The question both say is Lamaisa, you know you're going to tell him anyway, right? That was the segment, right? I can't let it go without that. I have to tell him sometime. You're going to tell him, and instead, I'm not going to tell him at all. But all those years, you go ahead, and he has tainus. Could be chil Hashem, right? He says, I know you have tainus to me. Now, how strong they were, how much chil Hashem, I don't know exactly. But it wasn't a good situation, you know. So tell him earlier. And especially once you go ahead and tell him that, you know, take me down there, take me there as Israel. So of course you tell him. How can you not tell him? So he'll cause him tsar. The tsar you cause him anyway. Yeah, Yosef is a big boy and he can handle this. He's not going to break. He'll feel tsar deeply. There's no question about it. He's not going to break down and start to, you know, and have a mental collapse, right? You have to tell him anyway. And right now you're causing some kind of chil Hashem. It's hard. It's unclear how much, but some kind of chil Hashem. Teres nor both sides. No, unless you have to, you push it off as much as you can. He felt so much that tsar. I don't want to cause him tsar at all. Even if it means he'll think about me. It could be a different chol Hashem, might be different about someone else, but about himself, he can live with it. So he'll think I'm not a good guy. I'm not so perfect. I have chesronos, but I feel so much. I love him so much. I care for him so much. After Rachamoch is so ingrained in Yaakov Avinu. He said, listen, I'll tell him sometime, but. He said, "Dailos Rabbi Shaita, I'm not going to do it till later on because I care for him and I'm willing to suffer the bizyonos and the abuse, so to speak, and the fact that he'll judge me negatively, possibly, like he said he did. I know you have kindness to me. I don't care about that, even though I'll tell you anyway later on. But the tsar, if I can push up the tsar from now till then, X amount of years, is kedai. Now I'm not sure exactly what pshat is lemaisa." If he felt he can handle it all these years, so what do you mean? So don't tell him at all. What's the problem? So let him go to his deathbed, and Yosef will think that he messed up. He wasn't perfect. What's the big deal? If Yaakov was willing to be sober with that, so what happened later on? So it's not clear exactly about Pashat. I think Pashat is because he had to tell him before he when he asked him, when he was about to carry out the mission of take him down to Eretz Yisrael, the Maisa Chesed would not be B'Shemus. He didn't expect, he knew that Yosef could not do it properly. I can't bring my father down to the Tekvur in Eretz Yisrael if my father did not treat my mother the way he should have. And it would have taken away from the Shemus of the Maisa Mitzvah. It's not clear that Rosh. I think that's Pashup Pshat, but it's not. It's an extra Shmuz both say. But Chavrut, that was a Pshat. How Chashav and Eretz, he would have. I don't think he would have minded if he would have went to his death and having Yosef think that he wasn't so good. It's okay. He survived the last 20, 30, whatever, 40, 50 years it was. And Yosef thinking that way. So now also, I don't think that way anymore. Big deal. Who cares? So I'll think that way till Yosef dies. Who cares? HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows reality. Chazal knows reality. So Yosef won't know. Big deal. The Pshat is because he wanted to make sure that when he asked Yosef to fill a mitzvah of Kibbutz Avayim and to bring him to his Kvura Achron, Makam Achron, and this Chesed Shel Emes, you know, afterwards, he wanted to make sure he can do it properly at the highest level. And that wouldn't be Shayach. To do it on the highest level possible with a true Shlemus. I want to go ahead and I want to bury my father there without negativity, without any hesitancy. That he couldn't do unless Yaakov would have told him what's going on and what the Cheshvan was many years ago. So again, to see all these different factors, how over here you see how Chashav Tsar is, how much you care about it, and he was willing to go and live with the shame and embarrassment and people have tainas, you know, because, you know, as long as I can not cause him tsar, I'll have it tsar anyway. So what difference does it make? But now, no. But you have a longer time. Obviously, it's a little more. It's more tsar. But on the other hand, go ahead and what about living and not causing chil Hashem, not causing bad vibes, not causing negativity? No, that a mocha that what's more chashav in his eyes is the size of the kozim. And what's chashav at the end was the shreimah samaisa mitzvah. He wants to do it in the highest level. That's how chashav it is. Now, I have to tell him I can't because he won't be. I'm making him suffer. He won't be able to do the mitzvah properly unless I go ahead and tell him what the story is. Thank you.
Okay, what about the third one?
Oh, this one. How are we doing?